Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft. The second man to walk on the moon is teaming up with Florida Institute of Technology to develop a master plan for colonizing Mars within 25 years. Buzz Aldrin, age 85, took part in a signing ceremony on Thursday at the university, which is located in Melbourne, less than an hour's drive from NASA's Kennedy Space Center. The Buzz Aldrin Space Institute is set to open this fall. Aldrin, who followed Neil Armstrong onto the moon's surface on July 20, 1969, will serve as a research professor of aeronautics, as well as a senior faculty advisor for the institute. He is pushing for a Mars settlement for approximately 2040 after crafting a system of flights to take humans there in incremental steps. All right, it's time to put away that Ouija board and take out the pledge. Ghostbusters at Clarkson University in New York are investigating the link between indoor air quality and ghostly sightings. They say toxic mold can trigger psychosis, and that might cause you to see and hear things that go bump in the night. The more sensitive you are to mold, the more likely you may think you're up against a poltergeist. The ghost sightings are often reported in older built structures that may also suffer poor air quality. Similarly, some people have reported depression, anxiety, and other effects from exposures to biological pollutants in indoor air. The team is determined to find whether some reported hauntings may be linked to specific pollutants found in indoor air. The team plans to measure air quality in several haunted locations in upstate New York, including the Frederick Remington Art Museum in Ogdensburg, New York. And if the team returns, if they come back alive, they plan to publish the results of their findings.
Mr. Jackson, we're calling to say you're late on your credit card bill. Can you please call us to schedule a payment and avoid future late fees?
If you're getting collection calls from your credit card companies and you want to put a stop to it, call the debt helpline today.
Mr. Jackson, we've been trying to reach you. If we don't hear from you soon, your account will go into collections.
We can help you stop the late fees and significantly reduce the amount of debt that you owe.
Mr. Jackson, this is our last warning call. The next call will be from our legal department.
If you have an income and you want to get out of debt faster than you ever will on your own, call right now for a free 15-minute debt analysis that I promise will change your life. 800-648-9176. 800-648-9176. Call now. 800-648-9176.
According to former Canadian Minister of Defense, we have to be careful when dealing with alien beings. We could trigger an interstellar war. It looks like we need to watch what we're doing on planet Earth. Former Canadian Minister of Defense Paul Hellner has explicitly warned their military units to avoid shooting at UFOs. As Minister of Defense, he oversaw the drastic and controversial integration and unification of the Royal Canadian Navy, Canadian Army, and the Royal Canadian Air Force into a single organization, the Canadian Forces. His position gave him access to several classified documents, among which were those about extraterrestrial life and UFOs. Hellner believes that extraterrestrial species have visited our planet for thousands of years. He firmly believes that we're not the only intelligent species in the cosmos and believes that Earth has been visited by extraterrestrial beings for thousands of years. A former politician, writer, and commentator, he believes that alien beings still walk among us today. Hellner believes that testing and use of weapons of mass destruction has caught the attention of extraterrestrial civilizations across the cosmos. He says they are very much afraid that we might be stupid enough to start using atomic weapons again, and this would be very bad for us and for them as well. He says there are about 80 different species, and some of them look just like us, and they could walk down the street and you wouldn't know it if they passed right by you. He says they are what we called Nordic blondes, and also the tall whites, who were actually working with the U.S. Air Force in Nevada. He says then there's the short grays, as they're called, and they are the ones you see in most of the cartoons. They have very, very slim arms and legs, and they are very short, just a little over 5 feet tall. And they have a great big head and large brown eyes, according to Hellner. He says that each species is unique, having its own agenda. Some of them look like us, while other species are totally different, each one of them thinking differently. But Hellner also believes that the majority of extraterrestrial species that has visited Earth are benign, and that these species are here to help us develop as a civilization. I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.